In Libya, there are concerns that up to 50,000 political prisoners are either trapped in underground jails or they've been executed by elements of the crumbling Gaddafi regime. The National Transitional Council says it's already freed around 10,000 political prisoners, but one hidden bunker has turned up the charred bodies of prisoners allegedly killed by retreating Gaddafi loyalists. Our correspondent Michael Vincent is in Benghazi. Rebel spokesman Shamsuddin Belali has been telling Michael Vincent he holds grave fears for those political prisoners still missing.
Yesterday, the same brigade that has control of the airport has been searching, soldiers have been searching inch by inch the entire road from the outskirts Tripoli to the airport. There's a lot of farmland there, and they've been searching everywhere because apparently there are some hidden bunkers.
50,000 people is a hell of a lot of people.
Yeah, 50,000 is what we estimate.
How did you come to the accurate figures of 50,000?
This has been a slow progress over the several months that has just slowly been building up. It started, in the early days of the lockdown of Tripoli and the intifada of the Bin Ashur and Fashlum and Sugajima and Tajura areas. We were hearing 5,000, then 6,000. And then 7, it's just over the months.
But has someone like the ICRC been able to confirm this? Or
I'm sure they're active in trying to. The head of the council mentioned the figure, and he has received these reports from one of the prisons that was located. They found some of the rooms with charred bodies by the dozens.
It's not possible these people could have fled Tripoli and gone overseas or got out of the country.
No. These were people who and you will hear it in the days to come. There's just thousands still reporting loved ones missing. So now the main prisons that have been unlocked, several of the prisons that are well known, they broke into them, they released the prisoners, but that's it. Where are the rest? We know that the total number of these prisoners that have been released are estimated around 10,000, 11,000. But where's the rest of them? There's thousands still missing. I mean, you can say maybe some were killed, but our biggest fear is those that are killed, that's, sad. But what about the ones who may be still alive? Right now, Tripoli, Bab al-Aziziyya, there's the Salah ad-Din, other military compounds. We don't know where they all are, where they incarcerated all of these civilian who have been arrested. These guys have not received water or food now for 6 days, 7 days since the liberation of Tripoli. Who's been taking care of them if they are there?
You're saying there's already a humanitarian crisis in Tripoli, and yet if you find 50,000 people...
It will expound that. It already has. The number of injured who are coming in from the battlefields, the number of people who had been injured during battles over the past months were not able to take their injured out of their homes and take them to the hospitals for fear that they would be killed. So there was a lot of injured inside Tripoli who had been kept in their homes for fear that if they were to take them to any hospital in Tripoli, they would be killed. So we got those. We got all the people who had been tortured and malnourished in these prisons. They will now add to that difficulty.
Benghazi-based rebel spokesman Shamsuddin Belali speaking to our correspondent Michael Vincent, who's in Benghazi.